Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Charles Whelan is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Charles is a member of our Brain Trust, a columnist for Yahoo, senior lecturer at Harris School of Public Policy at the University of Chicago, and he's the author of Naked Economics. He tries to make some sense of all this crazy stuff out there that really... it shouldn't be that complicated, Charles. It seems to me, welcome back, by the way.
Oh, good to be back with you.
It seems to me that, and I know economics is, you know, it can be complicated, but aren't they complicating what doesn't have to be so complicated? Don't economists make things a little more complicated than they really need to be?
They make it a lot more complicated than it need to be.
I mean, isn't it fancy adding and subtracting, a little bit of multiplication and division in there?
Well, the math actually is too fancy. Most of it is just basic arithmetic and so on. If you page through some economics journal, there's a lot of sophisticated equations, but at bottom, the concepts are usually pretty straightforward.
I don't want to get off track. I'm sorry. I was about to go off on another one of my rants. I want to focus on something that's really top of mind right now for a lot of folks. And ladies and gentlemen, if you live in the United States, this, and if you're out there on Main Street, this topic might not be that much on your mind, but I'm telling you, this is a flashpoint potentially for the global economy, Charles, and that's Greece. And how did things go over the weekend? This was a Lehman Brothers kind of a weekend for Greece, wasn't it?
Well, we're certainly getting to that point. I mean, it's not hard to imagine that if you write the history of the early 21st century and you're paging through the international economics textbook, that Greece gets a chapter, because this is our first really egregious example of a federal government, a national government that's overspent itself. They now appear like, you know, default is approaching more quickly.
Well, they defaulted practically, they just haven't defaulted technically. Is that a fair way to say it?
I think they're talking about calling elections perhaps to revisit it. The EU is still trying to do something in terms of a bailout. So I think we're still, I wouldn't use the word default yet, but in terms of the possibility of it, we're a lot closer than we were a month ago.
How different is Greece than California? I mean, it's, in many ways, I see a lot of similarities, meaning that Greece is one of the EU states, basically. California is one of our states. Both of them are in miserable condition, almost irretrievable condition, financially.
I would put them on the same continuum for the reasons you mentioned, which is you've got this kind of uncomfortable relationship between the state and the federal government. In the case of the United States, should we go in and bail them out for their mistakes? Certainly, in the case of the
right.
EU, they're looking the same way. I mean, one little footnote on the EU, which is everybody's, you know, piling on Greece as they should, because this is years of profligate spending and borrowing. On the other hand, the second sentence always is the reason that the EU cares is because so many German banks are the ones who loan the money to Greece.
And now we know French banks, too. French
exactly.
banks are heavy into Greece.
You know, so if you loan me $1 billion and I don't pay you back, who's the fool?
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Right.
So, I mean, I think we're also seeing the degree to which all this debt is integrated. I think that's the other big lesson of the Greece thing.
And that goes back to the Lehman AIG thing.
Absolutely.
Comparison.
You know, I think
who are the counterparties?
Exactly. I don't think we thought nearly enough about counterparty risk in the case of the investment banks. I don't think we've thought nearly enough about how these layers of debt are woven through what happens in the case of default. But back to your California example, I mean, the other point of comparison is California is a state rich with economic promise, more so than Greece.
Right.
And yet it's political dysfunction in many cases that has led us to where we are.
This is where it's now. Another similarity is a lot of the population in the two locations, Greece and California, are in denial. But in Greece, the politicians seem to be getting religion, but in California, not so much.
Right, and Greece is just further along. I think what you see with Greece, and you see to some extent with the federal deficit problem, you see it even in some international affairs issues, the India, Pakistan, the Middle East, is that the politicians for 30 years have said things that are not justifiable. You know, we're going to balance our budget without raising taxes. We're going to balance our budget without cutting spending.
We're going to allow you to retire early for, you know, ad infinitum.
Exactly, right. And, you know, we're going to balance the budget by finding waste, fraud, and abuse. I mean, there hasn't been a political campaign in the last 40 years that hasn't said essentially that it's waste, fraud, and abuse. Well, it's not. I mean, it tends to be spending programs that people kind of like.
Right, right.
And so what happens is, then the politicians get religion, but you can't undo the 40 years in which you've essentially dissembled about the true nature of the problem. So it's not surprising that the public is a long way behind the politicians in terms of digesting.
Isn't Greece a bellwether for America? Isn't Greece a small experiment in a petri dish that America could watch and say, there in a few years could be us?
It's a good petri dish in the sense that we've got a much more dynamic, much more robust economy, and yet it's math, as I alluded to earlier. I mean, you look at Greece and you say, look, at the end of the day, this just doesn't work anymore. The music has stopped, and if it can happen there, it can happen here. I mean, it's a nice petri dish in the sense that we're not there yet, but we do not have
it's a cautionary tale. For sure, for America. And do you agree that Greece could be the tipping point to something really ugly? As goes Greece, or do you think that As Goes Greece could go? I mean, it could be a tipping point to something ugly globally.
I don't think that's the most likely scenario, but it is certainly a possibility, and it's not one I want to play with.
No, yeah, I don't like it either. But I mean, we have to call it like it is.
I think you're right, and I think what we've seen, going back to the internet bubble and the real estate bubble and the global financial fallout after the real estate bubble,
right,
is markets are just fine until they're not just fine.
Yeah,
which is, you know, you don't get a memo.
And here's another blessing gameism: when it starts going bad, it all goes bad.
And it goes bad fast, right?
Yeah.
We didn't get a memo saying real
but
estate.
But how much of the problem with markets are brought on by politicians? Markets are not perfect, but markets seem to cure themselves. But when politicians get involved, they sort of interrupt the curing process. So I'm very down on the political class these days. Charles, quick break. Right back with Charles Whedon after these messages. His book is Naked Economics.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.